Wishing you a beautiful Thursday as we continue this week's teachings all about moving into alignment. So on Monday I talked about how being in alignment with ourselves is actually in an expansive way and seeing ourselves through our soul's eyes or through our soul's perspective. So in a way, if you imagine yourself in your soul energy looking down at you right now in your life and knowing fully what steps to take, what thoughts to have, what paths to follow, what purpose to go after, what really is your purpose right now, and what is the best thing to align towards in your life, and how to align towards yourself as well. And when we think of that, if we were like getting all of this pure guidance all of the time, life would be pretty easy. The interesting thing is we actually do have that guidance, but it comes in the form of ourselves. So it's like our inner guide and really creating the space to be able to listen to that in stillness. We also get it with like signs or synchronicities, so things that show up again and again, trying to show us different things about our life. But for most of us, and one of the reasons I created It's Time For Me is we are so busy, we have a lot going on, we can live in a fear-based place, we have a lot of worries, with a lot of upsets, things that go on, it's normal. And we can be very distracted. So it can be hard to hear our own voice, let alone hear anything else going on in the world, or to see signs or synchronicities coming up. We've got to be in a really kind of calm space. And I suppose when there's a lot going on, that can be very, very hard to achieve. But, you know, in reality, all of the teachings I've been trying to do over the last, you know, year or two have been to help you move into that space where it becomes a little bit easier, and you're able to do it a little bit more often to hear your own voice and connect in. You don't have to be in that space 24/7 because it's virtually impossible unless, you know, you're a monk living, you know, in a place of pure stillness and quiet all of the time. Most of us aren't in that space. So how do we create this energy of being able to listen to ourselves? And that's what some of you were asking me over the last couple of days, that you understood what it meant, but you were finding it just hard to tap into what that actually looked like and how you could move forward. So years ago, actually, I created a lovely course called Awaken Your Light. And Awaken Your Light was really about opening up that aspect of yourself, which is your soul's energy and your purpose, and being able to connect with yourself. And through that, I developed a small little exercise that I used to get people to do in workshops with me as well, when I was starting out with creating Awaken Your Light, and getting them to just really tap into what their inner voice was saying. So the next question is, how do you decipher what that is? So it's either your inner voice, your gut feeling, your instincts, your intuition, whatever you might want to deem a calling, what you might want to deem it or call it, I should say. So what I used to do is I used to get people in a session or in our workshops to literally write down like three questions. So one of the first questions would be, is my name Caroline? The second one would be, am I wearing like pink shoes? And you just ask these very like real questions of things that are going on. So am I sitting on my couch? Am I at my desk? Am I at a workshop? Whatever it is. And a couple of questions like that. And then what you do is you kind of would throw another question in, which is, what does my soul want me to do? How do I hear myself? Is such and such the right thing for me? Sometimes in sessions with people, I would do that for them. I would just get them to close their eyes, to breathe in and out deeply for a few moments, and then I would just start gently asking them questions. And whatever yes or no answer just came to mind, that was their deeper inner instinct talking. Now, when we ask ourselves, is something right or wrong for us, or are we on the right path, there's a couple of things that happen that block us from actually hearing what our real and true intuition or gut feeling is. The first and foremost thing is that when we ask ourselves a question, we might hear yes or we might hear no, but then what we do is we trail into dialogue. Yes, but blah, 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 blah. What about this? What about that? And all the fear comes up. Or no, but blah, 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 blah. And all that fear comes up. Or all of the putting too much questioning around what you've just answered, answering yourself with judgment of that, instead of just letting the answer flow out. Sometimes we hear things we don't want to hear. You know, listening to our gut feeling, it doesn't always give us the answer that feels most comfortable to us. In a lot of cases, it gives us an answer that's most uncomfortable. And then we have to figure out what we're going to do with that. So it could be a thing of, do I need to leave my job? And the answer is yes. And you're like, no, 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 I can't do this. But every part of you knows that yes is the right answer. So it's about just allowing whatever answer comes up to come up and not question it. Just write it down and not question it. You can think about it over the next couple of days, but don't question it in that moment. The second thing that steps in is our ego. So this is the part of ourselves that we all have. This isn't about being egotistical, but it's our ego that steps in and stops us from answering the question from our soul level, but we're answering it from our mind. Maybe something that we want. Is this relationship the right thing for us? Is this job the right thing for me? Is that my, you know, my financial situation going to improve? And we tell ourselves yes, 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 when a deeper part of us knows that it's no. And the ego steps in to not allow us to see that. How often have you told yourself that something is right when you know in your gut that it's not? You don't want to go there. You want the answer to be a yes. So you follow and you push for that to happen. And 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. Because when we push against something we know deep down is wrong for us, we might get it, but it doesn't end up the way that we deserve it to be or that we actually want it to be. So I'm going to do this exercise with you now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to sit back if you can, wherever you are. You don't even have to be relaxing in a quiet space to do this. If you've got your earphones in, you can do this. And what I'll get you to do now is just to take a nice deep breath in and out, breathing in and out, breathing in and out, breathing in and out. And gently you're going to answer these questions in your mind, just the questions I'm going to ask you right now. Are you listening to Caroline from It's Time For Me? Breathing in and out as you answer that question again. Breathing in and out. Are you concentrating on breathing in and out at this time? Answering yes or no in your mind. First answer that comes to mind, go with it. Breathing in and out. Are you a member of It's Time For Me? Yes or no? What's the first answer coming to mind as you continue to breathe in and breathe out? Do you feel you're in alignment with your soul right now? And a yes or no answer, breathing in, breathing out. Do you believe that you're fully living your potential at this time, breathing in and out, answering yes or no? What is your soul calling you to do? What's the first answer that's just coming to mind right now? Breathing in, breathing out. So as you can see, you answer those probably first questions easier. Yes, you're listening to me. Yes, you're a member of It's Time For Me. You're doing your breathing in and out. Are you in alignment, yes or no? Breathing in and out. What does your soul want you to do? And this just takes a little bit of practice, but it's about bringing yourself into that space. And one thing that I would suggest to do is to go onto your phone. If you have a voice memo, most phones have them. Record yourself asking yourself questions. But start off with things that you know. Am I wearing red shoes? If you've red shoes on, yes or no. Is my name Caroline? Whatever your name is. You know, and move through it very slowly. And then throw a question in and then go back to something that you know is true and then ask another question you don't know the answer to. And just get in this practice. And what you're doing is removing the ego, focusing in on the breathing in and out, because that'll keep you centered. And keep your focus on that, okay? And then the answers will come. That is the best and most simplistic way to do it. So like I said, we can be in a state of flow when things are good, when things are easy, we can feel totally aligned. But a lot of times we get knocked out of that because things happen, stresses happen. And when we're out of alignment with ourselves, by the way, we tend to feel stress more. So a stressful situation can come up and when we're out of alignment, if we're under so much pressure, that will just add more stress. That could be the thing that makes us break. But when we're trying and when we are in alignment with ourselves, that stress comes in. It's difficult, but we're able to better respond to it. We're better able to deal with it. And that's what all of this is about. So I hope you've enjoyed that exercise. I'd love to hear your feedback on it, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.